Good morning, KFLW Morning Show. It is 8:36 on this Thursday, and got a guest in the studio. As always, on the last Thursday of the month, we talk with Cecilia Murray with the Waynesville St. Robert Chamber of Commerce. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Great.
Doing wonderful.
I do need to check and make sure that you didn't need any medical treatment after I stepped on your foot.
No, I'm okay.
Okay, Cecilia's really funny. Sure. She came out and was our Celebrity Surfer Tuesday night at Peppers, which, by the way, you raised the most money, so thank you for that. Yes, very good.
Big round of applause.
And but Sean was actually her first tip because she was talking to him. She steps on his toe, and then she's like basically charges him a dollar for it. So
yeah, I do feel bad
that's
now.
That's Cecilia for you.
I do feel bad now. At the time, I was just trying to get some money.
Hey, no, you didn't. You shouldn't feel bad. You raised more money than anyone.
So, well, it was so much fun. I had a great time.
Thank you for doing it.
I'm really glad that it helped the USO.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes. And, of course, we want to thank you for sure because you guys volunteer your time to come out there and do that. So that was awesome.
Well, and I had the best.
I know you're very busy.
Well, and I had the best server ever. Jason was awesome. So
yeah,
I have
Jason's
to,
great.
I have to make sure I give credit where credit is due. He helped me look good. So, but.
So tell us about what's going on with the Waynesville St. Robert Chamber of Commerce. I know you've been working on this Veterans Memorial. Tell us a little bit about
that. Yeah, that's the big thing I'm here to talk about today is the Veterans Memorial that will be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Waynesville. We are actually in the final stages of this project that has been going on for many years, even before my time at the Chamber. But I'm here to let everybody know that we only have 85 bricks left for this project. We started with 500.
Wow.
And we're down to 85. Our deadline that we have received from the architect is that we have to have everything wrapped up by July the 15th. So I know that there's a lot of people out there that keep saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to get that brick. This is your last chance. Seriously, by July 15th. We have to close out this project and send everything to the engravers so they can engrave the bricks. Real important that people understand that I think some people think once we put this memorial in, you know, there's a lot of places that you can continue to add bricks to it later on. That is not the case with this project. Once we turn it over to the Veterans Commission, we are done and they will not be placing any more bricks.
Wow. Right, okay, so. That's good information to have then.
Yes.
Because I think you're right. People probably think, oh, well, you know, I can just do that later. But with this project, you can't.
Exactly. This is it. And I think, you know, people think, oh, I'll just go down to the cemetery and they'll let me have a brick. And really, they're not going to. When they want to do everything at the same time when they're building this cemetery, they don't want to then go back in. Because that was one of the things we asked, obviously, can we continue to sell these?
Mm-hmm.
And they said no. Once it's laid, they don't want to continue to do construction on the site.
I don't blame them. That sounds good. Yeah.
So this is the last chance to honor your veteran or any veteran. We have a lot of businesses that just have said thank you. Or just individuals. I bought one for my husband when he retired from the Army last year. And so it's not just for people that have passed away. It can be a memorial for any veteran that you would like.
That sounds awesome.
It's okay. Very cool. It's a really cool thing to do also. So 85 bricks left and only, what, like a little over 2 weeks to do it?
Yes.
Three weeks to do that?
Yes. And we really don't want to have any blank bricks out there.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen, any that are not sold by the general public, the chamber will decide what to put on those bricks. We're not going to leave them empty. But it would be nice if we were able to honor actually individuals in the community.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And how do they get in touch with you?
They can give us a call at 573-336-5121 or come by our office. That is in the Tourism Visitor Center. We're in the lower level, Suite B, around the back of the building. We do have the application online on our website, waynesville-strobertchamber.com. They can download it, mail it in, or bring it in. I'd recommend, you know, we have some people say, well, I'll mail it in. I recommend you bring it in, make sure that we still have something left because we could get rid of them really quickly.
All right. Definitely get on that for that Veterans Memorial. You got a membership social coming up too.
We do. And I hope to see you guys out there. Guess what our theme is this year?
What is your theme this year?
I'll give you a hint. I'm playing with these Mardi Gras beads.
Really?
Interesting. Yes, it's going to be Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We just changed our bylaws recently, as you know, from our Eggs and Issues luncheon. And so we used to have our board elections. And so we did have a lot of business at the social. Well, now that we're able to change the bylaws with our membership approval, we don't have to do that. So this is
so we're just going to have fun.
It's just going to be fun.
Oh, well, heck, we'll be there.
And Citizens Mortgage is our sponsor, and we want to thank them.
We'll be fun then.
Yeah, you know, Twyla always makes sure there's fun involved.
Of course, yeah.
We're going to have a jazz band, so there's going to be some dancing.
Well, I won't dance, but I'll watch Sean.
Oh, come on, guys. You can get out there and dance
Sean
together.
Can do it. Ew.
I'll dance.
No.
Wait, but what happened? I forgot.
She said we could dance together.
Oh, come on now.
Do we have to?
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Thank you.
But it's July 17th at 6 p.m. at the St. Robert Community Center. So we want everybody to come dressed in your best Mardi Gras.
Oh, wow.
And Celebrations Catering out of Rolla is going to cater our food, and it's a Mardi, I mean, we're doing, the whole thing is Mardi Gras, so food and all.
Wow.
So how fun.
That's going to be fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun.
July 17th.
This is, unfortunately, our farewell to our current president, Steve Lynch.
Yes, Steve, yeah.
We're very sad to see him go. He's still going to be on the board of directors, but he will no longer be our president. Mike Dunbar will be.
Oh, okay.
So we're excited to welcome Mike, but sad to say goodbye to Steve.
Steve's always very motivational.
He is.
He always does a good job, yeah.
He is, and he's been a wonderful president for 3 years, one of the longest runs that we've had as far as the presidents go, and we're very thankful to him. But come out July 17th for our membership social.
Fun. All right.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add this morning, Cecilia?
Thanks for having me in, and I hope you'll have a great, cool day.
Yeah, me too.
I'm trying to stay cool here. Thank you very much, and thanks again for the Celebrity Server coming out.
You did fantastic.
That was awesome. Did an awesome job.
It was so much fun, and Tracy didn't think I would do it.
I didn't. I thought she'd be like, I'm not doing that. And she was like, sure. Whoa, what?
It was so much fun, so thanks for asking.
Thank you. All right, 8:43 with music from Mandy Moore. It's called I Could Break Your Heart on the KFLW Morning Show.
98.9 The Fort.